your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock. The latest now with Carina Holstrom.
The last British resident to be held at Guantanamo Bay is on his way home. The Foreign Secretary's confirmed Shaka Armour's release after 13 years of being held without trial at the US military prison in Cuba. Andy Worthington is from the We Stand With Shaka campaign. He has a theory as to why he's been detained by the Americans for so long.
Part of the authorities there, so people from the intelligence services or the military, will say that they regard him as some kind of threat. But I really believe that the only threat that he poses is because he can so eloquently explain the horrors of Guantanamo and the war on terror.
A decision's been made overnight which could impact the future of Kent's Manston Airport. Bosses at Thanet Council have chosen to scrap proposals to partner with the American company River Oak to take over the running of the site. Here's leader Chris Wells.
They were not able to fulfil all the requirements that we felt that the government circular concerned put in place, and they were not able to convince us that they had the right level of funding and the right timescale to get the airport up and running as swiftly as we would like.
It also emerged last night that four other companies have approached the council interested in the airport. Meantime, local MP Roger Gale's been speaking to KMFM about what happens next.
There will quite clearly be a referral to scrutiny. It'll be called in. The scrutiny committee will examine it, will take evidence, will challenge some of the statements that have been made in this council chamber tonight, and will bring a report, I would trust, because they have the option, not to the cabinet, but to the whole council, and let the whole council decide.
Young people are suffering the worst economic prospects for several generations, and their lives have got worse over the past 5 years. A report says people under 34 have suffered the biggest slide in income and employment compared with older groups. Laura Carstensen from the Equality and Human Rights Commission, which produced the research, says the impact is far-reaching.
When we look also at things like access to training, to housing, progress in society and life generally, they seem to now face greater barriers achieving economic independence and success.
A father accused of deliberately driving his van at children on bikes in Kent has avoided jail. A 9-year-old boy fell from his bike and injured his knee during the incident in Halling in August last year. 52-year-old Stuart Tweedale from Scully Close in the village has been cleared of dangerous driving and attempted GBH. Now, Kent's Air Ambulance could be moving its flying base to Paddock Wood to serve the whole of Kent, Surrey and Sussex. If plans are given the go-ahead when an application is submitted next month, the Trust will no longer operate from its current bases in Marden and Redhill in Surrey. Adrian Bell is Chief Executive of the Trust and says the charity needs to relocate for the sake of its future.
Running such an operation across two bases with all our people having to operate out of the two places is actually a hell of a pull on the charity and will break us in time. This we long suspected before we went into night flying, and now we've got to the time where actually we need to do something about it.
If the plans are approved, the new headquarters could be up and running by the end of 2017. And people from as far away as London and Bournemouth have travelled to a farm in Rochester to pick their own pumpkin this Halloween. Belluncle Farms had around 40,000 visitors take advantage of the opportunity, which is double the number from last year. As well as being fun, farmer and organiser Mark Batchelor believes it also has an educational purpose.
You know, a lot of people nowadays don't go to a real working farm. Everyone goes into a supermarket or a shop and they pick something off the shelf. And I think it's really important people know where stuff is grown.
KMFM Sport.
Football, and Gillingham will be looking to continue their good form when they play Walsall this weekend. With more on that and the rest of today's sport, here's Jo.
Well, the Gills go into the game at the Bescot Stadium at the top of League One, 2 points above the opposition. Boss Justin Edinburgh admits it will be a tough game, though.
They're someone that we look at and want to try and sort of model ourselves on and get that consistency and continuity of a young group and build them together and try and get success.
Meantime, Manchester United manager Louis van Gaal says he's not bothered by criticism from the club's former midfielder, Paul Scholes. Scholes was quoted in several papers this morning, branding van Gaal's team dull and lacking creativity. And in rugby, we'll find out tonight who will be the third place finisher at the World Cup. The bronze final between South Africa and Argentina takes place at London's Olympic Stadium. New Zealand play Australia in the actual final at Twickenham tomorrow.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.